welcome to your new life and our new times in what has been labeled as humanity's greatest leap in evolution. Dr. K is here to assist you with holistic tips and tools, clearings and activations for your vibrational upgrade. Dr. Allison J. K. has been working as an energy medicine practitioner for 20 years, having lived in Asia for 10 years to study subtle energy. People refer to Dr. K as the lightning bolt due to the high voltage of the work she does on behalf of assisting you to thrive in mind, body, and spirit. That is the greatest backdrop to life on planet Earth right now.
Going to be talking about a lot of the shifting that's happening. We're going to be doing clearings and we're going to be doing some big healing around the moving out of the scarcity paradigm. And the shift that happened on December 21st last year was very much the ushering in of a new era that I've talked about all the way through the first show, from the first show on. In fact, it was the reason why, one of the reasons why I started this show was to help dispel the myths that were out there in pop culture about the galactic alignment of December 21st, 2012. And I actually was at the Mayan ruins on the alignment. And so I spent a fair amount of time and energy and research and professional associations with people who had studied it. And so part of the shift is showing that it is a releasing of a 26,000-year way of being and entering into an entirely new era never before seen on the Earth. Why can we say that? Well, it seems like the Mayans, and I've said this quite a few times now, if you sit in it, it's just an amazing knowing. Oh, a crow is cawing overhead. That's always a sign of magic in the air. The Mayans made the pyramids based on what they predicted December 21st was going to be, this time period, and they made this thousands of years before 2012. They saw that the Earth was going to be astrologically, astronomically from the galactic realms flushed with a whole lot of energy and what would equate to high vibrations, meaning a lot of electricity, meaning very high vibration as if we'd all been meditating, cleared of more of the physical density of Earth and worries and fears and frustrations and pain and suffering, but a much higher, lighter vibration. The frequency, therefore, if you think of a 60-watt bulb versus a 20-watt bulb, the difference in light that it emits, we're talking like that kind of higher frequency. So they made the pyramids in order to help the Earth harness this higher frequency and be able to have the Earth receive it, because the Earth was as dense as it was in regards to just the physicalness of it. So if they're building pyramids to be able to help the Earth harness this energy, what do you feel and what could you imagine it's doing to us? Some of the things that I've heard is that our entire structural systems, like our spinal columns, are going through readjustment and realignment. One of the most common symptoms that is the most helpful and relevant to our conversation is people's fears are coming up more, because what was dense, what is dense, like the worries, the fear, the negativity, the blame, the anger, the greed, any of the range of negative emotions, meaning negative energy, meaning lower vibration or denser or thicker or more physical, in these energies of this galactic alignment that was still very much in, because it was just in December, the ushering in of a new era, and we're still in the beginning stages of, okay, the flush out of what was the old and the starting of bringing in and building the new. But it seems like from everything I've seen, and then even the lunar eclipse and the full moon of last Friday and the energy underneath that and people's meaning, what I felt from the moon and people's behaviors around it. And then there's been amazing stellar constellations and different alignments with different eclipses throughout this past year, building up to this kind of energy that we're getting on the planet now. So, I mean, if you were to even do a review of the different alignments, you would see over the past year, there has been more and more moons, eclipses, and equinoxes that say there's never been this alignment since like 100 years ago or 50 years ago, or this only happened once measured before on the Earth. And for instance, I know that one of the eclipses, one of the alignments rather, not eclipse, but an alignment between different planets in our Sun and Moon and Earth that happened a couple of months back hadn't happened since right at the time of the peace talks after World War II. And so there's a lot of activity that we're not cued into. And in our society, we're taught to look kind of disparagingly at, like it's not professional, it's not factually based, it's those woo-woo kinds of ideas. In my entire book, coming from the 10 years living in Asia, written in my last of the 10 years in Asia, is a clarion call ushering in this new era, in that, in speaking directly to Americans, most specifically, but Westerners in general, how our entire paradigm from modernization, meaning the church and science developing, and then the church becoming its own realm and science becoming its own realm, and then industrialization, the founding of our country and their industrialization, and then modernization, now post-modernization, we've adopted and inherited a certain way of seeing the world that doesn't include the invisible. And so in my book, I explore why our perception is geared towards the physical and not geared towards the metaphysical, beyond the physical, by the word, the prefix meta, or the subtle energies, meaning chi, prana, or life force energy, or the power in the invisible. And so these kinds of ideas, like the moons and the planets and the constellations affect us. We know if we are surfers, we know if we are boaters, because we deal with the, and if we're actually still farmers based on traditional farming, we know that those affect the land and the water. But really, if we're living in a digitalized, gadget-ridden, modern, postmodern day life, we are totally out of tune with it. And so we're also very in tune with what's tangible and what's physical. And if you can measure it, then you can prove it to me, then I'll believe it. But it's very much in our country, as we know, believing is seeing. It's not the understanding that's out there from the new sciences in quantum physics and working in the subtle planes that actually is what we believe that we end up seeing. So it's not that the outer world is happening to us. It's that we see what we see and we don't see what we don't see based on our background and experiences. And I've talked many times about the perceptual equipment in our brain when we pick up something from the sensory world, the sensory data with our physical five senses. And then how that in our brain, the perceptual equipment then works after the sensory equipment picks something up to go into our files of what we've already experienced and seen and known or smelt and tasted and felt or heard to look for a match based on what we already know and have experienced. And if we don't find a match, then we'll equate something new with something already known and using a metaphor. So we don't access the new from the mind. I've said that over and over and over again. We don't access the new from the mind. And we are seeing, as we're in an entirely new era is, yes, known as the spiritual awakening of humanity. And it's also known as the era of the feminine consciousness, the return to the sacred feminine. And that does not mean that men are bad and women are good, and that's the new era. Every one of us, as most of you guys know, but I'm just saying it for the few that don't, every one of us has both those in us. And I know some women operate more from the masculine consciousness and some men operate more from the feminine. So it's not like a genderized kind of role. But the stereotype, like in America, we have the reputation as being a very macho country. So when even you talk to English people, hi, those of you listening out there from the UK, even if you talk to somebody from England, they'll say that, oh, American women have balls. I mean, typically, I've heard that more than a few times. So even compared to England, American women are known to be masculine. We're a masculine country if you just look at the energies of what is masculine, which is active and assertive and making things happen in the physical and tangible. And the feminine are more the holding in the void, like a 9 months womb pregnancy kind of thing, passive, receptive, intuitive, imaginative. So before things get physicalized or masculine in the masculine energy archetypes, they first sit in the feminine energy archetypes. So they stay in the invisible realm before they become physical. But what we're cued into in America is much more the physical. Our entire medical system operates on the physical. Even our psychology system operates on the physical. It focuses on the cognitive brain functions, not on what can't be seen. And I explore that in my book, What If There's Nothing Wrong? So if you're interested, you can click on What If There's Nothing Wrong, the banner above the picture of me, or down on the right, there is a link that says Buy Allison's book here. And in it, I'm talking about how even in psychology, it was racing and has been and so continues to be racing to keep up with the hard sciences where everything is physicalized and everything is proven. And anything to do with consciousness throughout the history of Western science has been shoved under the carpet, labeled as the hard problem because it can't be easily measured or proven. Now, the new sciences since about the late 70s, using a lot of the quantum physics discoveries, has been disproving that or has been developing more subtle equipment to measure consciousness. All of this combines together to affect us. And one of the elements of the masculine consciousness is competition. One of the elements of the old paradigm is based on Darwinian framing of the world, the struggle of the fittest or the survival of the fittest, which implies competition. So without discussing the actual structures themselves, like the government or the federal bank or the Federal Reserve or the financial industry or the multinational CEOs and their effect and advertising and its effect, without going into any of that, notice that in 2008 there was that financial breakdown. Now, I started to notice around 5 years before 2012, about 2007, and as usual, I am usually experiencing things ahead of the masses. It's been my role. It's who I am. And then translating it to the masses, as my book is and as our radio show is and my entire platform is. And as this pioneer that I seem to be, in 2007, I started my own cleansing process against these energies coming up in 2012 so that I would then be prepared with the tools and experiences that I had gained. I had already been practicing energy medicine for a decade at that point to then guide others around the 2012 shift. And so back in 2008, that was also coming up against the energies of change to 2012. And it was old systems collapsing, old systems based on greed, old systems based on old ways of thinking, of that more masculine consciousness that is from the old era. And part of what we have inherited is from that masculine consciousness is hierarchy. Whereas in the new one with feminine consciousness, it's more cooperation. It's more collaboration. And I write about this in my book. Erwin Laszlo, from his book Macroshift and his work in Budapest, he is a main source speaking to some of the scientific elements behind this shift that we're going through right now. And I talk about that in my book too, about quantum physics and how what they've been discovering back in 1905, for example, is that our thoughts affect us and affect everything that we interact with, and that there was no detached objective observing of a scientist in a laboratory. In fact, what the scientist was looking under his slide at once he started looking at the thing before he did the impact onto the thing he was measuring to measure the actual outcome of the impact, and that impact was what he was studying, the organism under the microscope on the slide reacted just from his thinking and focusing on it before he ever catalyzed the impact of the, and that was the, and the impact was the thing that he was measuring. So the organism responded to his thoughts and to his expectations and perceptions, and so then hence began the dance in physics that I totally outline in my book for 100 years of accepting that there is no objectivity. It actually made Einstein run deeper into the theory of everything, grand theory of everything, grand united theory, GUT, because it was just so huge at the time. And it still has not penetrated our mass society in America and in the West, but in particular in America. We're still steeped in, and our textbooks don't reflect what quantum physics has found for the most part. We're still steeped in the tangible, the physical. What we're really living right now is the experience of our thoughts creating our reality quicker. And whether they be fear-based thoughts or they be non-fear-based thoughts, where we're aware of our creative capacity as the creator of what we experience, we are seeing the results of these manifestations quicker. And I've said that on other shows. But what that means with the abundance aspect and the lack aspect is that this old competition and survival of the fittest in race to have enough, and then in the energy, in the outcome of 2008's financial bailout that we've bounced back from now, there has still been this energy of fear of not enough, centered around the lack and scarcity paradigm, centered around the nature of the way reality is framed for us here in the West, and that is a competition, and only the fittest survive. And one of the ways we've been communicated that is if you get a college degree, then you're going to be the more fit, and you're going to have an easier time surviving. So when I came back here 3 years ago from my 10 years in Asia, I have a PhD as a holistic life coach, amongst other accreditations and certifications and degrees. And the coaching that I was expecting to do in correlation with my other certifications and degrees and experiences was more health geared and spirituality geared. I expected to be helping people with health issues, like I'd already helped people with brain tumors and with chronic back pain. And I had, and people who wanted to have more of a spiritual perspective in life and see life more from their spiritual vantage point than from the physical vantage point, just wanted to make progress on their spiritualizing. I did not expect to be the type of coach. I don't usually make conclusions or judgments. I'm always asking what else is possible. I'm always open and asking questions. Conclusions lock down energy. So I typically don't form conclusions anymore and haven't for years. I don't live in that kind of a mind. One of the conclusions I did make and came back here with was that sex and money would be something that those coaches out there do. I'm not that type of a coach. So when I came back here and started working with people, I realized within months that I needed to put a metaphorical astronaut's helmet and suit on because of the amount of fear that I was picking up on. I was not used to my country feeling like this. I was used to my country feeling quite free. I'd never experienced my country like this before. And the fear around money. Now, I had been totally removed from that for 10 years in Asia, exploring subtle energies, teaching professionally at an international school, and doing part my healing work part-time, and exploring all of the different aspects of Buddhism and the sutras. And my India, I went to India for my yoga teacher training when break in between semesters, and going for the traditional Chinese medical herbalism and reflexology and acupuncture and Tuina massage, and just learning and learning and learning how subtle energy is construed of by, and all the way into the diet and how they cook, and food is our medicine by the Chinese. And then went on vacation in Bali and in Thailand and in Cambodia and Laos, and so in Philippines, and really exploring how that hemisphere approaches the invisible and manages themselves according to believing that they're understanding, not believing, but understanding that there is a subtle life force energy that runs throughout our body, and our levels of health, happiness, and vitality is corresponding to those levels of how fluidly and easily that subtle energy or that chi or that prana runs through the body. So I was totally removed from financial pressures. I was totally removed from fear. I left 2 months before 9/11. I did not live in this country. I came back every summer for 2 months to visit my family and friends, but not plugged in because I knew I was going back to Asia. So I was completely removed from all of this. And I came back and I realized quite quickly, I have got to do work with money. There's no way around it. People are too afraid. This is outrageous. So dropped the conclusion that I wasn't going to be that kind of a coach. Still, I'm not. Well, that's not true. I do actually some coaching on sex from a more Kundalini released tantric perspective. But yeah, I started coaching around money. And so I've done the last 3 years, at least once a month, group theta healings on abundance. I offer these services at a lower price than what I do in other locations to help where there is more money concerns. And there's very typical blocks people have about money, and they're handed down. If they weren't conditioning of a societal level, then there would be 8,000 blocks. But there's such typical blocks that people have towards money and about money that it is clear it's human societal conditioning. And it's not the same in the East, the ideas around money. It's not the same. Part of what I provide as a service to my listeners and audience and readers and clients and students is these eyes that have seen and lived and embodied the contrast of the East full on. And I provide what that contrast has helped me to see. Our country is hugely commercialized. Our country is hugely monetized. Our country is hugely focused on money. It's a heavy country to be in right now, comparatively. So everything that brings up, let's destroy and uncreate and return to sender with consciousness attached, yeah? Times of God, zillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nines, shorts, boys and beyonds. So I'm now using Access Consciousness Clearing. So I'm a BARS facilitator with Access Consciousness. And if you want to know more information about the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, the words that I said afterwards, you can go to Dr. Dane Heer, DAINHEER.com. Go to his free stuff, and the clearing statement's explained there, or theclearingstatement.com. I like Access because it helps people have an active way to work with their beliefs, a more conscious way. So we're calling up a certain energy with Access, and then we're destroying it, uncreating, returning it to the originator. And then we're saying, like, POC, point of creation, POD, point of destruction, when we first created this limiting belief, when we first started destroying ourselves with this limiting belief. And then the rest of the clearing statement is just a bunch of different metaphysical layers that's been used for 25 years. So I equate it to, like, a mantra from India. There's been a whole lot of consciousness throughout the world for the last 25 years invested in actively, repeatedly using that clearing statement as a way to clear out unconsciousness and bring more consciousness or access more consciousness. We're going to be doing some theta healing clearings too towards the end of the show around money, around those typical blocks. So what are those typical beliefs? Okay, let's back up for a second. What do you mean, Allison, that what I see ends up being what happens, and that I'm not at the effect of this world, but that I'm creating the world that I am experiencing? So we're walking projectors, I like to say. And I've done another show on how we interact with the field. You can go through and look for that. I think it's those words in the title. How do we, the science behind the law of attraction, beyond the law of attraction, the science behind, I think is the science behind consciousness is the name of the show. And as these projectors, we take our perceptual equipment about what, with our files and our data in our brain, about what we've experienced and what we haven't experienced, just as importantly. And when I say what we haven't experienced, you know how when you go to a party and you end up talking to some people and you find out, like, 6 months later, this person who looks totally new to you was actually at that same party, and you never noticed them and you never talked to them. Maybe it's because who you were 6 months ago, you didn't see that person because there was such a different vibration or energy or tone that you were used to being around or being in your life. So you didn't even notice them. So they fell under your radar. So we walk around with these projectors that are actually really, really strong filters. The less we work with our consciousness, they filter out more and more of life. So I'm all about working with our consciousness and opening up all parts of our consciousness so we can access all of life and have it all at our disposal and actually use the energy that's out there, this vital life force energy, to our benefit. Because if you get beyond the noise of the everyday mind, if you get beyond this worry about there's not enough money and I'm just engaged in this survival thing, there is this whole backdrop to life that is just singing. Love, ease, joy. That was ease, love, and joy. But just like wanting, singing support. And you can construe it as angels, guides, God, divinity, ancestors, however your mind conceives of it, it doesn't matter. I explain it in my book and on other radio shows as the inherent pulsation of life in this universe, of chi, of prana, of life force, vital life force energy. It's to sustain life, not death. So it has this constant expansion energy, as a tree does, as a child does, to grow. And we are of this energy. That is what pulsates through our entire physically solid body. But what runs this body is that consciousness. So what came first, the chicken or the egg? It's quite clear here is that consciousness came first and then the body. So if we get beyond this locked down conclusion that we have so solidly in America, that the physical is what's real, and I will only believe it when I see it, and needing measurement and requiring proof, and we go to the more eternal perspective, which is one of the main things I gained living in the Eastern Hemisphere for 10 years. They live from a sense and a knowing of eternity and longevity, and not even longevity, but longitude, right? Because they still retain a connection to their ancient teachings, whereas here in America, we're such a new country, and we're such a wild frontier. And we came up about with that pioneering spirit of the Puritans escaping the persecution in Western Europe. And we came about as a land of new possibilities and opportunities. And then you look at our Declaration of Independence. We're cutting ties with the old. You know, we did with the Boston Tea Party and the tax rejections. And we are new. And we're a melting pot. And when you come here, you do to varying degrees. Everybody holds on to their mother cultures and doesn't, and creates this new American thing. But that sense of longitudinalness of history, of antiquity, of ancientness, of primalness, of creation, of primal energy, we don't encapsulate here in America. We live much more at the surface level. We live much more at a physical level, and we're focused on it. And then you bring in our commercialization, because we've been incredibly productive throughout our history. We've had this vast land. We've had these pioneering spirits where we had to become productive ourselves and stop relying on our mother, England. We were our own colony. In order to cut free, we had to become productive, and we haven't stopped, even though it's how many hundreds of years later, and we're in an entirely new era. So anything and everything that doesn't allow for each of us to be, know, receive, perceive, and live what it is that I just said in this energy of the new era. You want to destroy and uncreate? This is where you say, yes. Time's a godzillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So if we were understanding from a whole consciousness perspective, and the yin-yang in completion and entirety instead of half of the picture of life, which is only the physical, then we would be operating from a whole consciousness perspective, as opposed to more of the left brain analytics focused on strategizing survival on the physical plane. And the requirement, one of the main ones it seems like in this time, is the whole consciousness approach. You know how time is so different nowadays? Like it's sliding by. Or flying by, yeah, you know, that's more a sign that we're not in a lined up, linear, concrete, sequential time anymore, that we're in a more multidimensional, many dimensions, many metaphysical, beyond the physical, meta, beyond, bigger than the physical, and that those energies are opened more to us now, because when you awaken spiritually, just even if you meditate and you get beyond the everyday busy mind for the first 10 minutes of a 30-minute session, and then in the second 10 minutes, you start to get more gaps in between your thoughts, and there's more peace and there's more calm. You start to access more consciousness. Your senses expand. The sounds sound louder. So you have an expanded consciousness. So when you start to work with that expanded consciousness, you start to connect more with this pulsating energy underneath all of life. And it takes you beyond the physical, and it takes you beyond the left brain that is our analytical tool. And you realize my mind is just, you can have the embodied insight that, wow, if I can instruct my attention to pull off of my thoughts, I can realize and observe myself thinking and come back to my breath, then that must mean I am more than my thoughts. And that is actually what Descartes meant when he said, I think, therefore I am. But it got twisted to be useful in our paradigm. So coming from that whole consciousness allows us to then move beyond just being physically based. And when we do, we access the gifts of this era. So if we stay locked in to needing proof, needing things to be physically tangible, all of that that I've already said from our old paradigm that's on its way out, then we're going to cause more suffering for ourselves. So this is source energy I'm talking about, right? This is primal energy. This is the energy that runs all throughout all animate life. So what that means is that anything physical is less than. If you need to now be given contrast to understand the concept, it's one of the main tools I always use in the classroom because it seems to be the way the mind takes things in. If you're teaching mind to mind, which some of that's happening, a lot of it's also just coming from my energy field as a transmission to you all, as you're sitting here and feeling me talk, I'm encapsulating an entirely different energy than what you normally find and of what else is possible, the tagline of the show. But to talk to your mind, to help your cognitive mind understand, your linear mind understand, contrasts help a lot. So if you're living in the mind that received the conditioning that this is a competition we're in, and that it's a survival of the fittest, and that disconnect from the whole consciousness, from the love that permeates behind the invisible realms. The Dalai Lama, I'm going to pull out for a second and say this. The Dalai Lama, in my work with students in the classroom, for example, I focus very much on the 1890s era, the transcendentalist time, in response to when America first started industrializing. And one of the things that we talked about as a result of the literature that we were reading at the time, written by the people who were experiencing the vast change that at that time and up until recently was known as the biggest time of change in American history, the 1890s, that we looked to the Dalai Lama for an explanation of are humans inherently good or evil. And what the Dalai Lama has to say about that is really beautiful, because to me, it communicates that he has an understanding of how the basic life force energy or chi or prana works in the universe. He said, well, humans, in order to make daily life happen, they one person cooks, one person may bring the kids, one person may clean the house, one person may go then pick up the kids, one person will go work a job, one person will instruct the kids, one person will take care of the health of the kids, another person will cook. You know, I mean, it's like this picture of the Hillary Clinton, it takes a village statement could be coming to mind for some of you. But he said that that's all constructive, C-O-N-C-O, cooperative, collaboration, community, C-O, constructive, building. He said, if we were inherently evil, then we would not still be here, because then we would be destructive, breaking down, ripping apart. Right. It's beautiful, isn't it? So we're constantly building, the majority of us. We won't get into a conversation about the news and what that makes us feel. I mean, that's just how it sells its papers. And the only reason why it's able to sell is because it's sensationalizing what doesn't frequently happen, which is the evils, right? So in this basic love of life, this basic supportive building expansive energy, that is more than ever the energy of the times we're in right now. And so to move, to be able to create from that perspective. So Albert Einstein, one of my favorite quotes by him, the most important choice a human being can make, whether they view the universe as friendly or hostile. Yeah. The most important choice a human being can make is whether they view the universe as friendly or hostile. So he had a sense of the power of our perception to then frame the way that we go out into the world with these projectors on top of our necks. and then create, construe the metaphysical energy of the world with our vibration from our beliefs and then our embodied beliefs, like the energy that runs throughout our entire body, and then the experiences we've had built on our most core beliefs, and that includes the unconscious ones and the subconscious ones inherited by parents and society that I'm going to go into in just a bit, clearing out some of the theta with theta healing, some of the subconscious blocks to help free you all up and free us all up as a result. And so we go out walking into the world with these beliefs, bringing to us the results based on those beliefs. So if we have the belief that the universe is friendly, what we'll create is interactions where people are supporting us. If we believe the universe is hostile, we'll create hostile interactions and have more conflict in our lives. So we're constructing pathways out in energy, out in consciousness, beyond our body, with how our beliefs are flowing or not our energy within our body and in the invisible bodies around our physical body. So we walk around with a certain overall tone or vibration, and a lot of not overall tones too, then there's other tones that come into our field. And so that's electric and it's magnetic, and it then has the law of attraction, the universal law of magnetics come in to play, and we'll have created based on our vibration from our beliefs what we believe. We won't see, if we believe the universe is inherently friendly, we won't see the hostility. And in fact, maybe we're going to be brought life lessons that show us that there is hostility, so that we, in a way that wakes us up and to the idea that there is hostility out there, so we'll have a balanced perspective. So everything that brings up, that you're unwilling to perceive, know, be, and receive, are you willing to destroy and uncreate? Yes! Times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pod, all nines, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So in regards to money, you get it, right? So what's one of the most common beliefs about money? Right, there isn't enough. I can almost feel you guys screaming that. There is never enough. And so if you walk around with that belief, there is never enough, what are you gonna, you're gonna not see your vibration, your perception, your eyes, your consciousness behind your eyes is not going to see the opportunities where there is more than enough to be created. How does that show up, Allison? By you not looking in a certain part of Craigslist or LinkedIn or the want ads that offer opportunities for you to have another stream of income, you're going to be not even looking for another stream of income because you're going to believe that you can only work this one job 9 to 5 full on, actually, or 12 hours a day in this one job that you using your degree, and you don't have a choice really, because this is what people do from where you come from. They go to school, they get a degree, they plug into the appropriate profession using that degree, and that's their job. And this company gives them the health insurance they need because they have a sick daughter, so they need, or a sick husband, so they need to stay locked into that job because of the health insurance, etc. Yeah, you hear it all, right? So it's not going to see other opportunities where there is more than enough. Okay, so I think you guys get the basic background. Now, why don't we go ahead and go into pulling the beliefs here? And I want to say that if you enjoy this theta healing, this is what it's like every Tuesday night with me. So if you go to my website, which has a link down on the bottom right, or AllisonJK.com, A-L-I-S-O-N-J, the letter K-A-Y, then you can see the Tuesday night theta healing call. And it's at like a 70% discount of working with me, again, because I want to help everybody at any level with this issue, because as one of us is free, all of us are freed, all of us are affected. So the more of us who are free of this lack and scarcity paradigm, the more light and easy it will be for all of us. And the more the whole paradigm of there's not enough, and that keeps certain people in power and many people unempowered, will die. So AllisonJK.com, Tuesday night Theta Healing Call. It's an hour of Theta Healing where I go up into the field like you're about to experience me doing, and I pull whatever is up for people. Recorded, There's no dialogue. There's no talk from me. It's just all theta healing. And after that full hour of theta healing, I then send you the recording. And it's phenomenal how much energy is able to get cleared out. And how, in the results, you guys, with, so last week I did one with a woman, a group, like you're about to receive, a group theta healing on money. And the woman said, I woke up in the morning with, after receiving the clearings the night before, with $5 in my bank account. And by the end of the day, I had $500. I have reports of that all the time. I'm not guaranteeing that, as I'm supposed to say, right? But I am saying that I get, you can go check the testimonials out on the website. This, it works. I mean, as soon as you free yourself up and start to allow, and it's just a point of view, you can change it. You can choose to think differently. And that's what this work that I do is to help you be mentally agile so that you can choose the beliefs instead of them choosing you to run your life. So you can create the life that you desire, right? The name of this radio show. It really is that. So the more of us that are walking around with freedom, seeing that the abundance is actually a flow of life force energy, right? Money follows that flow. Money is just, it's just a flow. So do you have more flow coming in? Do you have more flow going out? So not enough. And why is that? Because of your beliefs. So if we shift, if we undo the block that says, I don't ever have enough, you can make an energetic opening, like a bridge, a drawbridge lowering, to allow more to flow towards you. If you have the belief that people with money are inherently bad, then you're not going to let yourself have money because you're going to think that you're making yourself bad. I mean, the subconscious has such a funny little childlike logic to it. It seems to us irrational. But when these beliefs are made, there it is a childlike irrationality because we are children. The subconscious gets programmed, or it gets programmed in trauma, and we're not thinking clearly during traumas, obviously. So what you're going to hear me do is you're going to hear me, the programming is binary of the subconscious, 0-1, yes, no, and so I'm going to pull a belief and then reprogram it to be the opposite, and anything you don't want will go right by you. Don't worry about it. This isn't hypnotism. And this isn't anything other than your free will choosing to receive this. And any and all the work that I do is your choice to receive it. And if you're making a conscious consent to, then that's your choice. And what it does is help you where you desire the help. So it's all loving. It's all, none of that fear energy. Yeah. Creator, it is command me, please, that you pull the belief at all the levels. At the core, at the genetic and at the soul level, resolving it at their past life history level. I am meant to suffer, yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to suffer, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I am meant to suffer with money, yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to suffer with money, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels. Resolving it at each of the listeners, both now and in the future, the listeners, at their past life history level. Money is hard to come by, yes. Replacing it with, money is hard to come by, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. There's only so much to go around, yes. Replacing it with, there's only so much to go around, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. There's only so much to go around, yes. Replacing it with, there's more than enough to go around, yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling of there being more than enough to go around. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives with there being more than enough to go around. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of abundance and of more than enough. For each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you clear any and all free-floating thoughts and trauma around there never being enough. Show me. Creator, it is commanded. We pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I never have enough money. Yes. Replacing it with, I never have enough money. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I never have enough money. Yes. Replacing it with, I always have enough money. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of always having enough money. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, always having enough money. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I always have just enough money to get by. Yes. Replacing it with, I always have just enough money to get by. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I always have just enough money to get by. Yes. Replacing it with, I always have more than enough money to get by. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of there always being more than enough money to get by. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives with there always being more than enough money to get by. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, understanding of more than enough, of abundance. As a child of God in this universe, or a child in a human body in this universe on planet Earth right now, for their highest and best with grace and ease, show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I am not meant to succeed. Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to succeed. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded please you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I am unworthy of success. Yes. Replacing it with, I am worthy of success. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I am undeserving of having a lot of money. Yes. Replacing it with, I am undeserving of having a lot of money. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I am undeserving of having a lot of money. Yes. Replacing it with, I am deserving of having a lot of money. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the feeling of being deserving of having a lot of money. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives being deserving of having a lot of money. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, that you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of being deserving as a child of God in a human body on planet Earth for their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. Worrying about money is what I do. Yes. Replacing it with, worrying about money is what I do. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. Worrying about money is natural. Yes. Replacing it with, worrying about money is natural. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. Worrying about money is something everybody does. Yes. Replacing it with, worrying about money is something everybody does. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I am meant to worry about money? Yes. Replacing it with, I am meant to worry about money? No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I'm not like them. I'm meant to not be rich. Yes. Replacing it with, I'm not like them. I'm not meant to be rich. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. It's always a race to have enough money. Yes. Replacing it with, it's always a race to have enough money. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. There is not enough money to go around for everyone to have more than enough. Yes. Replacing it with, there's not enough money to go around for everyone to have more than enough. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the feeling of there being more than enough money for everyone to go around. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives with there being more than enough money for everyone to go around. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of more than enough and of abundance for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all levels, resolving it at their past life history level. If I'm not worried about money, then what will I do? Nothing. Yes? Replacing it with, if I'm not worried about money, then what will I do? Nothing? No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I need to worry about money. Yes. Replacing it with, I need to worry about money. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I can trust myself to always make more money. No. Replacing it with, I can trust myself to always make more money. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the feeling of trusting oneself to always make more money. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, always trusting themselves to always be able to make more money. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of creation and generation of money for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I have no choice. Yes. Replacing it with, I have no choice. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I have no choice. Yes. Replacing it with, I always have choice. Yes. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the feeling of always having choice. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives, always having choice. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of choice for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I'm locked into this economic level. My family has always been at this level, and I will stay here. Yes? Replacing it with, I'm locked into this economic level. My family has always been here, and I will stay here. No. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. I'm not worthy of having ease with money. Yes? Replacing it with, I am worthy of having ease with money. Yes. Show me.
Creator, it is commanded to download the feeling of having worthiness, to have ease with money. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives worthy of having ease with money. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you download the Creator's perspective, definition, and understanding of worthiness, and of worthiness of having ease, and of worthiness of having ease with money for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Creator, it is commanded you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. Rich people are bad, yes. Replacing it with rich people are bad, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. Money causes all evil in the world, yes. Replacing it with money causes all evil in the world, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you pull the belief at all the levels, resolving it at their past life history level. Money is the root of all evil, yes. Replacing it with money is the root of all evil, no. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the feeling of money being surrounded by goodness. Show me. Creator, it is commanded, please, you download the knowing how to go about each of their day-to-day lives with goodness surrounding having money and a lot of money. Show me. Creator, it is commanded to download the Creator's perspective, definition, understanding of basic goodness, and basic goodness with money, and basic goodness with lots of money, for each of their highest and best with grace and ease. Show me. Many thanks, Sha'al. You might want to listen and re-listen to that until you can understand all of it. You can go to sleep with it. And get in touch with me if you have any questions or you want to give me some feedback of anything that's changed. AllisonJK.com, Tuesday night's Theta Healing Call. I'd love to have you come join the group. It's fantastic.
Thank you for joining us and allowing yourself this time to expand and become more of who you're here to be. Dr. K has a range of different offerings of her vibrational upgrades at all price points, including free. So for more information, please go to www.allisonjk.com. Dr. K's first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, is available on Amazon.com. Dr. K also has a weekly clearing and activation call that is attended by her most advanced clients and students, an important activity in keeping themselves aligned and their vibration high. We'd love to have you come and play. Om Shanti.